Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. President Barack Obama is making good on his promise to hear from Republicans as he pushes for swift passage and bipartisan support of his massive $825 billion stimulus plan. Obama is making his first trip to Capitol Hill this afternoon since his swearing-in last week for two private sessions with House and Senate Republicans. Republican leaders sent Obama a letter last week requesting that he talk with them about the stimulus package. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says, quote, "Frankly, the biggest problem is with his own party, the Democratic Party, which seems to be drifting away from what he said he wanted, which is a package that is at least 40% tax cuts and earmark free." Meanwhile, a key U.S. senator today says that setting up a so-called bad bank system to mop up toxic assets of struggling U.S. banks should be considered. Senator Jack Reed, chairman of the Senate Banking Subcommittee on Securities, Insurance, and Investment, says that until investors feel banks have a clean bill of health, there won't be the kind of banking activity the economy needs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 8,089, down 26.5 points. The NASDAQ, 1490, up 1.40. And the S&P 500 at 836. It's down just under 0.5 point.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:19, down 2.75 on the open. May, 6:29, down 3.75. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 5.89, down 3.5 on the open. May, 6:01, down 4.5. March corn, 3.85, down 8.75 on the open. May, 3.97, down 7.75. July, 4.06, down 9.25. September, 4.16 and a quarter, down 9.5. December, 4.30 and a half, down 8.5. March of 2010, 4.42 and a half, down 9.5. May, 4.49 and a half, down 9.75 on the open. March beans open at 9.81, down 28 on the open. May, 9.91, down 25.75. July, 9.93, down 31. November, 9.30, down 15.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 3.14, down 2.30 on the open. May, 3.09, down 6.80. March soybean oil open at 33.25, down 52 on the open. February live cattle open at 82.32 and a half, up 2.5 on the open. January feeders, 94, up 25. February lean hogs, 57.30, down 70. And February bellies, 80.20, down 35 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, that's questionable, David. If you're long beans, it sure isn't. 60 cents difference from this time yesterday in the bean market because of a little change in weather and a little attitude towards the crude oil, Dave.
And it looks to me, I mean, we don't have the open interest for the from the opening balance. You go up to the exchange and get some sense from somebody about what's going on. But it looks to me, based on recent sessions, that it just may be that new shorts are entering this marketplace.
You know, that's one of the things like we can't be sure about, but it does seem like the volume has been, it was electronically motivated this morning again, and it does look like the volume's been somewhat light comparatively to what it has been in the past, but mainly sell orders this morning, very few buy orders, and of course it drove the market down a lot farther and faster than what we were thinking on some of the orders that they did have.
Well, technically we shouldn't really be all that surprised about it when we were coiling into this wedge formation, both corn and beans, but beans in particular, as we couldn't get through the suspected resistance levels on a closing basis yesterday.
No, yesterday's close was very poor for the activity we had early in the day. You know, we are somewhat surprised that we're reacting quite as much to a weather forecast that's extended as much as it is. You know, as we look, the major rains are not until the weekend, and today's only Tuesday, and as we well know, the weather changes a lot in 5 days a lot of times.
I think that the Bears have been just waiting and biding their time and hoping to get something done, and I think they're just coming in full force today.
Well, I think that, you know, number one, you have put some pressure on the Bulls. They did not push through and did not have a good closing basis yesterday. They did get the weather forecast that went in the Bears' favor. And, of course, as we look here, we look at crude oil down 222 on the day. We look at the dollar, you know, basically holding its own leg down 20 cents. And gold down at $10 here as we speak. So, you know, the outside markets are a big influence on things here right now. And, you know, the big job loss of jobs that we saw yesterday, the continuation of the downturn in the economy, and maybe the idea that the President-elect Obama is maybe going to have a little more difficulty with the Democrats and the Republicans on some of his stimulus package.
978 and three quarters is the 100-day moving average in the March composite. That seems to be a battleground that we're fighting out right as we speak right now. If we close below that, do you think that there would be further impetus to try the downside for the January lows?
I would, Dave, of course. I mean, whenever you break through support points, why there's always that becomes resistance, and then the support points are move on down, of course. So same thing here. It's nothing new. The game hasn't changed as far as how technicals work and how they go.
What do you think the fundamentals are down in Argentina? It is so all over the board. And frankly, probably you could say no one really knows. But is the numbers? I guess the question becomes this: are the numbers so broad that the trade is talking about? And I'm thinking about beans right here. I mean, we had numbers all the way down to 34.5 million metric tons on Friday from Buenos Aires Cereals Exchange. Of course, USDA up at the 48-49 level, and there's everywhere in between. With all of that in the marketplace, can any more be factored into the marketplace?
I think that what can be factored into the marketplace is the continuing weather that does happen that makes us feel that either the low end or the high end of the estimate is more justified, Dave, and I think that that's what we're looking at, was the chance of some nearby showers to stabilize a few things and the hope of more coming along the way and maybe a change in weather pattern. I know that, you know, some of the weather forecasters are trying to add a little more moisture down there. They're talking that the American model is a little better than the European model, and it's adding a little more for Guam. But you are 100% right. There is such broad numbers there, and if the low numbers would happen to be right, you know, then this sell-off is not justified. And if the high numbers are right and the rain is coming, then probably we are here. And it's a wait-and-see thing. It's to look and see. So I don't know. I'm sure that a lot of the major grain companies do have their own people down there doing surveys right now.
Meanwhile, the corn market has just essentially worked its way back to the retracement level from the December lows into the January highs, and that's the 38.2 retracement level, and it has been a level that the market has been in a considerable amount of time, going all the way back to last October.
It's been fairly sound right in this level here, and it is the question mark. Can it hold with the pressure we're seeing in the bean market, Dave? I mean, we are looking, and, you know, it does seem like there's maybe been more damage done in Argentina to the corn than that. We've heard their limitations are stopping corn exports. They're the number two corn exporter in the world. Is there some hope and chance that maybe that the U.S. could come to the forefront again and some corn exports start increasing and helping? You know, last week's sales were tremendous to what we've been seeing. So, you know, are we actually seeing a little support in the corn? We'd sure like to hope so and like to see that for two reasons. Number one is getting back on track, and also for our February time period of establishing our crop revenue prices in the crop insurance business.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 614, down 8.5. at the Board of Trade. March wheat at 583 3/4, down 8 3/4. March corn, 385, down 8 3/4. July, 406 1/2, down 8 3/4. March beans, 978, down 31. November, 927 3/4, down 17 3/4. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We now go to Springfield for the resumption of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's impeachment trial.